You're listening to another AppleViz podcast.
Hello, guys. This is Lavender Bell, and I'm going to teach you how to use the app Voice Plus. And for those, most of you might know what this is, but for those who don't know what this app is, it's a voice-changing app. And personally, I love playing around with these things. Like, they're very fun. Like, they're very addicting. And it's an app where you can record yourself saying anything at all, and then you can choose the effects in the recording. Like, there's many, many, many effects to choose from. There's a whole list. There's, you know, there's alien, there's backwards, there's helium, there is metallic, megaphone, bad melody, bad harmony. There's many effects to choose from. So, and another cool feature is that you can share the projects, the recordings that you've made, and you can share them on Facebook, you can share them on email, message, and so forth. So, and also be mindful that these recordings come out as videos. They're not audio files. So, like, if you share them on Facebook, and if, like, there's other people who aren't supposed to be in the video that are there but are not making any noises, like, just know that they're there. They might be there in the video. I don't know. So, but yeah, just be mindful that they're videos, not audio files. So, so let's try it. So I'm going to open Voice Plus.
Moderator, Voice Plus.
Double tap.
Voice Plus, you, settings, button.
Okay, the settings button is the first button that always, it's the first button on the very top of the page on the app. So I'm going to swipe to the right all the way until the end, and I'm going to explain as I go along what each button does.
You, heading.
So that's just a heading that's telling you what voice you've left off. And except that when you close the app, or if you haven't used it in a long time, it always goes back to the default, which is the you setting, the your voice, okay? It doesn't tell you what voice you've last used, because I've closed the app and out of the app switcher, and either that or you just bought the app, or oh, by the way, this app is free. Sorry, I didn't mean to say buy, but anyway, so so it always sets to the you voice, and so I'm gonna keep going.
List button.
And this is the button that if you click on that, it shows you all the recordings that you've made and all the recordings that you've saved.
Trim beginning 0.0 seconds of 19.6.
And this is obviously the part where you can, if you want to remove a beginning section in your recording.
Trim end 19.6 seconds.
And this is if you want to move like a end section in your recording, like if you wanted to remove a section.
Voice you button.
And this next button is the button you go to choose the effects that you want your voice to sound like. And there's many, many, many effects to choose. And you can either do this before you make your next recording or after. And I'm going to choose it after I make my next recording, because I currently can't decide what effect I want, so let's keep going.
Record button.
And this is the record button, obviously.
Play button. Share button.
And remember how I told you that there's a share feature?
Make ringtone button. WhatsApp button.
And apparently you can view these recordings on WhatsApp. I don't know why, but it's there. That feature is there.
Save button.
And it keeps swiping to the right. There's a save button, and then that's it. Okay, so now let's try it. I'm going to try recording something, and I'm going to demonstrate how to change it into something, change the effect. So now, as I said before, the voice is currently set, is always set to your voice. That's the default if you haven't used the app in a long time, or if you've closed it out of the app switcher. And yeah, so I'm going to swipe all the way to the left until I find the record button, because right now there's nothing there, because I'm already at the bottom of the page, so I have to go back to the left.
WhatsApp button. Make ringtone button. Share button. Play button. Record button.
Now I'm going to double tap on this recording. We may only have tonight, but till the morning sun, you're mine, all mine. Okay, now I'm going to double tap to stop the recording, just as I did to start the recording. It automatically plays.
We may only have tonight, but till the morning sun, you're mine, all mine. Okay, now I'm going to double tap to stop the recording, just as I did to start the recording.
Okay, so that was me, my voice, obviously, because, you know, that's always the default. And the button to let's go to the button to change the recording, okay? I mean, to change the voice, all right? So I'm going to swipe to the left.
Voice, you, button.
Oh, it's right there. It's right next to the record button. Okay, so I'm going to double tap on it, and I'm going to go through most of the effects, because there's a lot to choose from. And I'm not going to go through all of them, because there's a lot to choose from, but I'll go through most of them.
Voice, you, button.
Okay, so let's go to the very top of the page.
Cancel, button.
Cancel is always the very top, okay? So I'm going to swipe to the right, and I'm going to go through the list of effects that there are.
Voice, heading, you, button.
And you is, your voice is always the first one.
Echo, button. Robot, button. Applause, button. Helium, button. Bad melody, button. Bad harmony, button. Dax, button. Blaine, button. Mosquito, button. Robot 2, button. Slow helium, button. Fast helium, button. Canyon, button. Exterminator, button. Dark one, button. Backwards, button. Slowest, button. Slower, button. Faster, button. Fastest, button. Turtle, button. Haunting, button. Higher, button. Lower, button. Choir, button. Guitar, button. One of many, button. Organ, button. Worms, button. Fan, button. Swirling, button. Bathroom, button. Snail, button. Fuzz, button. Old telephone, button. Underwater, button. Gramophone, button. Metallic, button. Megaphone, button.
Okay, I'm not gonna go through all of them, I'm going to click on, I'm going to click on underwater. How about that? So I'm going to swipe back to the left, because I've already gone past that.
Metallic button.
So now I'm going to the left. I'm going the opposite
button.
Direction.
Underwater button.
Oh, here it is. So I'm going to double tap.
Underwater. Underwater. Play button.
So now I'm back to the whole main page that where I showed you where all the buttons are, except the only difference is that it's no longer set to you. It's now set to underwater. And what's nice about this app is that the play button is right there. It doesn't just bring you back to the top of the page. It brings you right to the play button. So I'm going to double tap on it. And sometimes it may take forever because it's converting the recording. And other times it plays right away. So let's cross your fingers that the recording is going to play right away. So double tap on this play button.
We may only
okay, so, by the way, I just double tapped on the play button to stop the recording. That's if you don't want to listen to the whole thing. And so now let's go back to choosing. Let's choose dark one. So let's swipe to the left to the button where you can change the effects.
Record button.
Nope, not that one.
Voice underwater button.
Okay, now I'm gonna double tap on that one.
Voice underwater button. Gramophone underwater. Old telephone. Fuzz button.
And dark one is we've already gone past the dark one effect, so I'm swiping back to the left.
Snail bathroom swirling fan dwarves but organ one of many guitar choir but lower higher but haunting turtle but fastest but faster slower slowest backwards but dark one but.
Okay, double tap on that one.
Dark one play button.
Play. Okay, so now you get the gist of it. So now let's go to the share feature.
Share button. Make ringtone.
Oops,
share button.
Sorry. Yeah, so the share button is like right after the play button. So you double tap on that one.
Alert. AirDrop recipient placeholder. Image.
AirDrop.
Share with message button.
And this is where you can like text the recording to people.
Mail button.
Email it.
Facebook
and
button.
You can share on Facebook.
Sharing button. Twitter button. Voice message button. More button. Save video button. More button.
All these more buttons are like they're like all these more buttons, they're the same sharing options, but like they say but the only difference is that like they say the word reorder before the sharing button. I mean before like each social media options that they give you. So there's not much of a difference.
Cancel.
So, and then there's the cancel button. I'm gonna share this on Facebook.
More. Save video. More. Button. Voice message. Button. Twitter. Button. iCloud photo share. Facebook. Button. Converting. AirDrop recipient placeholder. Image.
Oops.
Tweet.
Okay.
Text field is editing. Character mode. Cancel. Button.
And so, you know, this is just like sharing any video, really. So, the cancel button is always the first button.
Cancel button. Facebook. Post button.
Yeah, the post button is there.
Tweet. Text field is editing.
And this
character
is where
mode.
You can write something about this video.
0:20. Location. 0:25.
Oh, this is how much the time elapsed of the recording. Anyways,
cancel,
I'm going to go back to the cancel because I really don't want to post this on Facebook.
Cancel.
And then
button. Play button. Share.
Okay,
button.
So now you're at the now you're back to the main page to listen to the recording. Like now the share I guess the sharing options now like the sharing options disappeared and I'd have to hit the share button again. So
share, make ringtone, button, WhatsApp, save button.
The save button is here, like in case, like if I don't save this recording and if I leave the app and if I open it again, like it won't be there. So yeah, so that's why the save button is right there. So
text alert, text field is editing, character mode untitled, save.
Oh yeah, so
delete.
Yeah, so this is where you type in like what you want this recording to be called. Test.
Insert a test test. Insert a test test.
Okay, so now I'm going to save this recording.
Save. Save. Enter a name for this recording. Save. Save.
Oops.
Enter text field. It cancel. Okay button.
Oh yes. Oh yeah. There. I swipe to the right to the okay button. Sorry.
Okay. Voice dark one button.
Okay, so in order to find all your saved recordings, you have to go to the list button. I don't know if you remember that.
Settings button. Dark one, heading, list button, settings button.
So the first, you know how the first button is always is the settings button, so I'm going to keep swiping to the right.
Dark one, heading, list button,
and this is
list,
where you go
list, dark one, back button, list, heading, edit button, of our father's love begotten,
Oh, that's.
Actions available.
Oh, yeah, sorry. That's the. This is now. This, I'm at the list of the recordings that I've made of Our Father's Love Be Gone. That's a hymn that I sing sometimes, and I sang it using Dark One.
You Raise Me Up.
There's another one.
Lavender's Rendition of Careless Whisper.
Lavender's Rendition of Careless Whisper. These are all.
Actions available. Share. Dimmed. Button. Stop. Dimmed. Button. Play. Button. Ringtone. Dimmed. Button. Reload. Dimmed. Button. Dark One. Back button.
And I'm not really sure why these buttons are dimmed. Like, I think.
List.
Let's see,
edit,
hold on
button.
A second.
Of Our Father's Love Begotten.
I wonder if they won't be dimmed if you. Because I wonder if they're dimmed because none of these recordings are selected to play them.
You Raise Me. Lavender's Rendition. Test, test.
Like, I'm gonna click on Test, Test.
Test, Test. Share button. Stop. Dimmed. Play button. Ringtone button.
There you go. Now they're not dimmed because none of these recordings were selected. So now I'm gonna swipe back to the play button.
Play button. Stop button.
Okay, I'm gonna stop this recording.
2 of 5, dark one, back button.
So now I'm going to delete this recording.
Dark one.
So, the first button, the first button on the very top of the page is the dark one, back button, which brings you back to the, if you wanted to record something again. But, just be mindful that if you record something again, it'll still stay dark one. Until you find the button that brings you to the list of effects, and that's when you can change it. So unless you go to that button first and then change the effect first and then record, and that's when it'll be something else, whatever you chose. But for now, like, if you hit the record button now, like, it'll still stay dark one. So now let's just practice learning how to delete this recording. So the dark one back button is the first one on this page.
List heading.
Okay, so this is the heading that says, okay, you're currently at the list of all the recordings you've saved. So I'm gonna keep swiping to the right.
Edit button.
And this is the button you click on to if you wanted to delete the recordings. So let's hit that.
Done. Delete of Our Father's Love Begotten button. Of Our Father's Love Begotten. Reorder of Our Father's Love Begotten button. Delete You Raise Me Up. You Raise Me Up. Reorder You Raise. Delete Lavender's Rendition of Careless Whisper. Reorder Lavender's. Delete Test Test button.
Okay, I'm gonna delete this one.
Delete button.
Yep.
Delete, delete. List heading. Done. Delete of Our Father's Love Begotten button. Of Our. Reorder of Our. Delete You Raise Me Up button.
I'm just checking to see if Test Test is really deleted.
You Raise Me Up. Reorder You Raise Me Up. Delete Lavender's. Lavender's Rendition of Care. Delete of Our Father's Love. Delete You. Reorder You. Delete Lavender's Rendition of Care. Lavender's Rendition of Care. Reorder Lavender's Rendition. Share. Dimmed.
Okay, good.
Dark one. Back button. Lift. Done.
So now you hit the Done button, which replaces the Edit button when you're deleting something.
Edit.
Okay, so.
Dark one.
Let's
back
go
button.
Back to. Let's go to the Dark one. Back button.
Dark one. Back. Dark one.
And
settings. Button.
Like I explained before, this is now brings you back to the main page to record something else. And. Now I've shown you Voice Plus. So hopefully, this was helpful. If you have any questions, or if you're not sure of something that I said that, that needs more explaining, you can email me at lavender.bell95@gmail.com. Lavender, just like the color, just like the shade of purple. Lavender.bell, bell, B-E-L-L, just like bells, silver bells. So lavender.bell95@gmail.com. Thank you very much. Bye.
This podcast has been brought to you by the AppleVis community. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.